Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers, and thank you for stopping in tonight. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy that you're here listening to beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. Now, I know that we had advertised in my newsletter, and certainly BBS was kind enough to be advertising our guest appearance this evening. We were scheduled to have Chip Coffey on this evening. He is the host of Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal. He also does a great deal of guest appearances on Paranormal State, and we were very excited to have the opportunity to talk to him. But unfortunately, his people called my people. Well, actually, I don't have any people, but his people called me, and they said that he got called out to do an unexpected taping for Paranormal State. And he got the call on Sunday. And historically, he's tried to do some radio shows on location and didn't get good signal. So rather than go through that again, they just called and canceled the show. But the good news is that they rescheduled for next week. So we're just going to have to be a little patient. And I'm really excited that Chip Coffey will be my guest next week. I've been doing my homework. I've been watching on A&E, I believe it is, Psychic Children, and also Psychic Kids, I guess they call it, and also Paranormal State. I've been watching them. I have them all taped, and I've really been enjoying them, and I think it's going to be a good show. I'm really anxious to talk to him. So, you know, write that down and stay tuned next week. So, anyhow, here I am, got the whole hour to myself, and this really kind of gives me an opportunity, really, to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. I just put up a new website. As a matter of fact, I launched it this week. And, yeah, I'm being a little shameless here. I'm promoting it. But it's really a great site. It's so much fun. And I really would like you all to take a moment and just go visit it. It's called www.gethisnumber.com. Yeah, that's what it's called. Oh, so what's it all about, right? Well, this website is all about one of the most often asked questions that I get from single ladies that are looking for Mr. Right, you know. Is he the right one for me? Are we compatible? You know, all of those questions. And, you know, I've done my fair share of counseling and looking at various different people's numbers and giving my best advice. And this website is designed for that sole purpose. It helps you to get to know someone without actually having to meet him. Now, what's that all about? Well, we're talking about internet dating here and all of those matchmaking sites. You know, what's a girl to do? So many choices and so little time. So here's a website for you. If you are emailing back and forth trying to decide if you want to take that next step with him, I'd like to make a suggestion. Ask him for his date of birth and then go to www.gethisnumber.com as soon as possible. And you're going to love this website. It's made for girls. It's a girls' club. And, yes, I've been getting emails from some of my gentleman clients, and they're like, where is gethernumber.com? And, you know, that's in the future, off in the making. We'll eventually get there. But this is a girls' club here. So you can go onto the website, and it offers a life path calculator. So if you've got his date of birth, all you really got to do is enter it in the life path calculator, and it'll tell you what his life path number is. So no math, no calculations, no having to figure anything out. Made it as simple as possible for you. And once you have his life path number, then you can click on the buttons on the left, and it'll tell you all about that life path number. you know, specific things like what he wants to be when he grows up and what his likes and dislikes are and his natural born talents and abilities. It also gives a little bit of information about the good in him and the bad in him and the ugly in him. It's everything combined. And there's even a special little informational paragraph or two on what does he want from his lady. Okay, that's kind of sort of cheating, yeah, I know. But it's really informational because you're going to have to be the one who has to live up to his expectations. So I'm just letting you in on what he desires in a woman. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's got great graphics. I had a wonderful, wonderful web designer, Cheryl Lane, from intuitivecommunity.com. And we worked together picking out the graphics and putting this website together, and mostly tons of fun here. We all like to learn a little something, and I think this website will tell you something about a person based on their date of birth, quite like what I do when I do numerology readings here on Visible by Numbers. So check it out. And also, you know, send the link to your friends and let them check out their potential interests. And, you know, you can use this for certainly a potential love interest. Well, you know, maybe there's somebody at the office and you don't get along with them and you want to try to figure them out. Or maybe you've got an in-law somewhere and this might give you a little bit of insight into their personality and why they are the way they are. And, you know, and the best way to work through any relationship is by getting to know someone. So this is a all-inclusive and very informational, very insightful website, but it's also a lot of fun. And I've gotten some really wonderful feedback from people, and they thought it was great, so I hope you do too. Again, that website is www.gethisnumber.com. That's my newest child, so to speak. And just in honor of launching this website, tonight I'm going to, you know, to my listening audience, hey, if you'd like to win a free compatibility reading, this is the time. Email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And that's spelled visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. So email me, tell me that you're entering for the free reading, and I will take all the emails that I get. I'll put everybody's name in a hat. Tomorrow morning I'll draw a name, and somebody's going to win a free reading. And if you don't want a compatibility reading, that's fine. You know, I'll do a regular numerology reading for you. So whatever you want. So, again, email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com to register for a free reading, and I'll let you know tomorrow. So we're on the subject of compatibility tonight, and we're going to stick with this theme. And I'm going to talk a little bit about a few things to help you out with compatibility with people in general, but also with your relationships. Some of you might be interested in getting a numerology reading, what I do on air. And I certainly would be happy to take your call there as well. So I'm going to give out the toll-free numbers. And if you want a reading or if you have a question or even if you've seen the website and you'd like to give me a comment about the website, you know, we're taking your calls. So here's the toll-free numbers. In the USA, you can call toll-free at 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct if you live in the California area at 530-876-3222. And if you're calling, and just remember to turn down your speakers or step into the other room, step away from your computer, and remember to speak up to me, and I'd be happy to do some readings for you. So I'm here, and I'm available. So let's see. Let's talk about compatibility here. I happen, as a numerologist, you know, I believe that relationships between two people are not, you know, happenstance. It's not by chance. In many ways, I really think that our relationships are part of our experience, and they're in our life for a reason. And you gotta really acknowledge that experience teaches. Now, whether that's a good experience or whether that's a bad one. And often when we are in relationships, we learn from them. And we learn things like what we're willing to accept when it comes to love. And along those same lines, we also learn what we're not willing to accept. And each experience creates growth in our understanding of who we are as a person. And from that, we move on with greater insight and wisdom when it comes to love and our expectations about love. Now, giving you an example here, you know, maybe you've been in a relationship with a person who was controlling, or they might even have been abusive, and, you know, having been in that relationship, you now know what that feels like, and you probably have come to the conclusion that it's not acceptable for you, that it makes you unhappy in the relationship. And it's that very experience that taught you to define your boundaries when it comes to love. And from that experience, you probably would no longer put yourself in a position to be controlled or abused again. And, you know, basically, we all go through what I like to call relationships 101 throughout our lives. And when you have an experience like that, you're the student, and your ex-boyfriend really is the teacher. And it may have seemed at the time to be a failure when the relationship ended, but it really, in reality, when you look at it from a different perspective, it was a triumph for your soul because you truly did learn by it. I hope you can understand what I'm trying to say there, that, you know, I don't think that picking out your intended or your loved ones by the numbers, certainly that can give you the greater chance of success with a relationship, but, you know, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. I mean, a lot of us go through a lot of relationships that, quite frankly, are crap. And it's from those relationships that really prepares us for the perfect relationship or the right relationship, or maybe helps us to grow in ways so that we are ready to meet Mr. Right when that time comes. And numerology, you know, I really have to say, it's very valuable when it comes to understanding human nature. And I think that's what's valuable about it, especially with relationships. It's the human nature that we're being taught here through the numbers. Because once we understand someone, you know, it's a lot easier to accept them for who they actually are. There's no misconceptions. There's no illusions. There's no delusions with numerology. It's only the facts. You know, the truth is numerology is accurate, pure, and simple. I can't even begin to tell you how incredibly accurate it is. All the readings that I've done over the years, you know, I don't even ask anyone. I just start talking. And I deliver the numerology reading and my interpretation of the numbers. And I don't wait and I don't fish and I don't ask questions. I just do my thing. I just tell people what the numbers mean. And usually when a person is finished with a reading and I'm finally shut up, they're astounded by the accuracy of what I've told them. And, you know, I could say, you know, it's a mojo or, you know, psychic intuition, and certainly that does play into it. I'm a very intuitive person. It's quite psychic, I have to say. But I'm interpreting the numbers, and it's really numerology that's so incredibly accurate. I just have a really good feel on how to deliver that information. And people are always just stunned by the amount of information that I give and how accurate it is. And it really helps them to understand themselves and events in their lives and their purpose and all of those wonderful things that we all really, on some level, we all seek to know. So numerology is really an excellent way to get to know yourself on a deeper level, but it's also an excellent way to get to know another person on a deeper level. And when we're talking about, joking about the internet dating and the match.coms, my God, you know, people are meeting people without, you know, without actually, you know, spending any time with them. And this is one way to get to know someone's energy without making that commitment to meet them. You can learn some things about them using numerology, and I can assure you that the information that you learn is quite accurate about this person. So hence the website, hence why numerology works really well for relationships. Now, you can actually, you don't need to know numerology to actually use it. You know, we all are born on a certain day. I mean, everybody's got a day of birth. You can always say to somebody, when's your birthday? And if they tell you the day that they're born, that, you know, that holds some natural born talents and abilities that that person has. And from that information, you can learn a lot about a person. And it's really interesting because there's things that are called concords in numerology. And what that means is that certain numbers are kindred spirits, and they get along really well together. They have a tendency to have the same likes and dislikes and desires and abilities. And so it's very interesting that concords is one way that you can learn a person's a little bit about a person. So say, for instance, you know, you're reducing numbers here. So if you're born on the 1st, obviously you have a 1 in your numerology chart. But if you're also born on the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th, again, that's all of those are reduced and they become one energy. Now, if you're born on the 2nd, you know that you've got 2 energy. But if you're born on the 11th, the 20th, or the 29th, if you add those numbers together, the 1 plus the 1 is a 2, the 2 plus 0 is a 2, the 2 plus 9 is an 11, which is reduced to 2. That's all 2 energy. And a person born on the 3rd, the 12th, the 21st, or the 30th, that's 3 energy. A person born on the 4th, it's 13th, 22nd, or 31st, that's 4 energy. A person born on the 5th, the 14th, and the 23rd, that's 5 energy. A person born on the 6th, the 15th, the 24th, that's 6 energy. Wait, excuse me, I just got lost. Born on the 6th, the 15th, or the 24th is 6 energy. Born on the 7th, the 16th, or the 25th, that's 7 energy. Born on the 8th, the 17th, or the 26th, that's 8 energy. And born on the 9th, the 18th, or 27th, that's 9 energy. So pretty much, knowing that, you know, one number that's in just about everybody's vibration and you know, everyone that you know, and you can actually learn a lot from those numbers. Now, what numbers go together when we're talking about these concords? Well, the 3, the 6, and the 9, they go together. So let's say you're someone and you're dating, and your ears should perk up. If you were born on the 6th and you find someone and they were born on the 3rd or the 9th or, for that matter, the 21st, the 30th, the 15th, the 24th, you know, any of the numbers that add up to 3, 6, or 9. If you meet somebody that has that birthday number, already you've got something in common. Already you've got common ground, your kindred spirits. Usually people that have the 3, 6, 9 energy, they have that in that concord. They're usually very inspirational people. They're usually very social and very spiritual people, and they're also quite artistic. So, you know, these are the type of people that I think would be interesting to talk to and could tell stories, express themselves. I think they would be interested in all types of arts or theater or that sort of a thing. Certainly would design interior decor. And also they're drawn to the spiritual as well. They're intuitive people. And I think you would get along really well with somebody that was born within the 3, 6, and 9 concord. Now, the next grouping would be the 1, the 5, and the 7. Now, these are the intellectual peoples, the technical peoples. These are the people that are rather methodical thinkers. And, you know, like I say, anybody whose birthday adds up to a 1 or to a 5 or to a 7, you're all in this group. So here you've got people that appreciate a big brain, more or less, or that appreciate someone that's knowledgeable, somebody that is open-minded, that interested in studying things. These are the people that are interested in technology, so there could be the computer geeks of the world or the people that, you know how to run programs and do things on a computer most of us don't know how to do. And these are the people that really are quite knowledgeable about a lot of things. And so if you have a birthday that's in the one category or a 5 or 7, you know, look out for somebody that has a 1, 5, or 7 somewhere in their day of birth. And you're going to find that you've got some common ground. And the final grouping, the final concord is the 2, 4, and 8. And people that have this vibration, that have that number for birthday number, or it could be anywhere in their chart, really, in their first five numbers. These are people that have some business sense, some interest in finances and management, people who are interested in making some money. These are the people, they're really career-orientated people, people who desire to succeed, and they, you know, get out there and have careers. And they're very organized as well. So, you know, you really want to make sure that you've got that same kind of energy. You know, if you have a 2 or 4 or 8 somewhere in your birthday number or in your numerology chart, you really want to look for people that have 2, 4, and 8 in theirs, because there's your kindred spirits, the people that are interested in business, money, and management. So that's one real quick trick, one real quick way to identify someone that you have common ground with, that you might be compatible with, or there might be, you know, much more for you to talk about. But that's not to say that, you know, if we all picked and chose somebody that were exactly like us, I think we would be a little bit bored. And I really think that diversity is what makes the world go round. It's what makes love interesting. And so, you know, picking someone or having somebody with different numbers than you, obviously, if you're in love with somebody that has different numbers, don't be upset about that. That person is teaching you something. Or perhaps they're giving you something that you don't have, or helping you to see things by a different perspective, and vice versa. And I certainly think having some energy that's different in people's chart is really kind of what keeps it interesting and keeps a relationship lively. So I'm not always, you know, when I'm doing counseling, I'm not always nixing people and saying, you know, this would be a disaster. What I usually say is, this person is predisposed to do this. You know, and I'll give you an example. You know, I was talking to a woman who had a lot of 4 energy. And, you know, people that have 4 energy, they're really frugal. And they make good money decisions. They don't like surprises. You know, they don't like, they want to know what's happening tomorrow. They tend to be homebodies, that sort of an energy. They're very honest, dependable, and very responsible. And this woman was entertaining a relationship with a man who had a great deal of 3 energy. Now, if you know anybody that's got 3s, you know that they, you know, these are very interesting people and very happy-go-lucky and joyful, and they have a great deal of star quality to them. They're very enthusiastic, very imaginative, great way of communicating. They're artistic, very warm, very entertaining, very friendly people. And they also are terrible with money. I mean, just horrible with money. They're very generous. They give it away, or else they'd spend it for a good time rather than thinking about their rent money. And, you know, when you're thinking, you know, she's got 4, he's got 5, how is that ever going to work? Well, I'm sure that they could teach each other a thing or two. Certainly the 3 could teach the 4 lady to lighten up, to have some fun, to not take things so seriously. All work and no play makes her a very dull Jane Doe. And so I think the 3 has a lot of things to teach the 4. And in the same sense, the 4 could set an example to the 3 and perhaps, you know, help with the finances and help to settle them down and help to teach them how to be a little bit more conservative with their money or responsible with their money. And a 4 can organize a 3. Because let me tell you, if you had a 3-person and a 4-person living in the same space, I got to tell you, the 3 is like having another kid. And they're not going to pick up their clothes, and they're not going to care that their computer desk is organized, and their closet probably is a disaster. And this is going to drive a 4-person crazy, because a 4 tends to like everything in order. And they tend to be a little bit neat, especially in their environments. It's important to organize things to a 4. So when you're thinking in terms of these 2 people living together, you know, what you have to do is you got to know it
what it is when you get involved in it. You have to know what it is you're dealing with. And there's where the compromises come in. Any relationships, they always work better when two people are able to compromise. So you make some compromises. You know, maybe the three teaches the four to loosen up, and maybe the four helps three to organize, or, you know, or somewhere they find common ground where they don't drive each other nuts. But and at the same time, they're teaching each other. At the same time, they're helping each other. So at first glance, it looks to be like a disaster, a relationship that's heading towards disaster. But when you understand the nature of the person that you're with, and you understand you probably can't turn them into you, but the best you could do is make some compromises with that person so that somehow you can find a peaceful way of getting along. You know, that's really how you want to take a look at compatibility. Not nixing something from the get-go just because it doesn't appear to be compatible. So, you know, I think filling people in on information and giving them all the information and letting them make the decisions from that is the best way to do relationship compatibility. Okay, so either I'm boring the holy crap out of you people, or the phone lines are dead, but I'm going to give the toll-free numbers again. I'm going to give USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free Canada 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. I'd be happy to take your questions. I'd be happy to do a reading for you. I would be happy just to chit-chat with you. So feel free to call in, and I'll be here. Oh, hey, we've got another half an hour. So we talked about a lot of things, and I'm going to tell you right now that you can go to www.gethisnumber.com, and you can use that life path calculator on the once you enter the site on the first page there at the home page, and you can enter in your date of birth, and you can find out what your life path number is. And it's pretty simple, no addition, no subtractions, no calculations, no me trying to explain it to you. You know, that's going to be really great for future radio shows. I got to tell you, I'm going to love that. But if you got your life path number, you know, I'm going to just, you know, we talked about the three, we talked about the four, but you know, I'm going to talk about some of these other numbers here and maybe give you some insight. You know, if a person comes up being a one life path, and certainly this also can apply to the date of birth as well, and of course we have other numbers in our chart that also influences us as a person. No person is one number. But we're going to talk about just these two numbers here. I'm going to hold that thought because I think I got a call. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. This is JoJo from California.
Did I hear you say JoJo?
You did.
Hi. Can you speak up just a little bit, JoJo?
Yeah, I've turned up my phone, too, because I know sometimes it's a tough connection here.
Yeah, it is.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I hear you much better. Thank you.
Okay. And I just turned on the radio and heard you said to call in. You'd do a reading?
Absolutely. Give me your date of birth.
It's 7/18/1975.
Okay. So you said, just to go back over it, 7/18/1975?
Correct.
Okay. Just give me a second, and I'm just going to pull some numbers for you.
Okay.
All right. And you go by JoJo?
Yeah.
Is that your given name?
It's a nickname, but I'm an artist, so it kind of helps differentiate my work from you know, the next John Smith or something.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear you're an artist. I do want to say that when I look at your life path number, which is derived from your date of birth, you know, I hope you know that you could be a famous artist. You don't have to be a starving one.
Yeah, I know.
you really come in very artistically gifted, avant-garde sort of a thing, very unique and individual style. And I also want to point out that I don't know if you realize that perhaps this is coming from a greater source than yourself, that it could be inspired, because you have a connection to the spiritual realm through which information flows, whether it's inspiration or whether it's through, you know, sudden insight or whatever. But it's very possible that, you know, you're connecting to something bigger than yourself to bring this artwork through. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you may have a message. You also, you know, have a message for humanity through your art. You may use your art to deliver that message to humanity. Whenever anyone has an 11 life path number, but yours is very creative, 11, you go through life kind of discovering what your truth is. Many experiences, sometimes of them, they're not easy. These experiences somehow bring you to a place. It could have been one major experience. It could have even been an adversity of some sort. But all of a sudden, you have these vuela moments, these moments of insight, where you want to share that message with the world, and that's really what an 11 usually does throughout their life. And once you've got your message down pat and you know what it is that you want to share with the world, you can't do that from the living room. You know, it really is meant for you to be put out in front of people, in front of humanity, in front of the masses, and this is where the potential for fame comes in for you. Because your message is important, it's necessary, and so in order for you to deliver it, they're going to put you out in front of people. I do think that you do have the psychic things that happen to you. I do feel as well that, you know, maybe the deja vu moments, the dreams, your mind probably doesn't shut off because, you know, when you have this connection with this 11, really what's happening is it's not just you doing the thinking there. They're sending you thoughts, and sometimes your mind is just, it's just electrified. Do you understand? Do you relate to that word, electric, your head?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've spent years in meditation to calm the mind.
Sure.
And I guess, as my girlfriend would say, sort and filter would be the way to put it.
Yeah, but you get lightning bolts whether you like them or not. You know,
oh, yeah. All day long, every day.
Yeah, and that's insight that comes from above, and you really are connected to the spiritual realm. So anything, whether it's clairsentience, clairvoyance, clairaudience, or just plain, you know, everything can happen to you with that number. Now, your birthday number, being an 18, it does have to do with money. So there is, you know, there is a certain amount of powerful and influential people and power and authority written in there. But it also vibrates to a 9, and 9 is quite an artistic number as well. It is a number that is international, so it wants to put you out, not just in this country, but in many countries. It will give you the opportunity for travel. And certainly to present your art or whatever it is that you have to the world. And this number really does make you want, you have a compassion for humanity, a desire to make the world a better place, or on some level take your energy and do something with it. You have a dream and a vision, and you want to affect humanity in some way. And this can be also very artistic energy there, as well as the spiritual. Spiritual wisdom, spiritual knowledge comes in with that number as well. I find it very interesting, your early years. How old are you right now, if you don't mind me?
I'm 33.
Okay. So you're still in this, yeah, because that's what I was thinking. God, he's still there. This magnificent 7 energy, it's wonderful for spiritual growth. It's wonderful for gaining a great deal of insight. It pulls you towards the metaphysical, towards the spiritual. You know, the fact that you've been meditating for years does not surprise me, having a 7 first pinnacle, because that's from birth until age 34. But there certainly could have been a disconnect, a loneliness during that time as well, feeling as though you're different from other people, you don't fit in, or it could have felt like a lonely childhood, maybe because of family circumstances, or maybe you were shy or too felt almost too sensitive to your environment, to people.
Yeah, it was the sensitivities. I mean, it's... Everything you're saying is pretty much right on, but sensitivities and living in fear. But I had to, you know, I had to have that experience to know what it's like to be on the other side.
Right.
You know, at 24, I had a work accident, but it was a life-changing experience.
There you go.
Ended up in an emergency room and had, you know, that moment of clarity and haven't looked back since.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I just woke up instantly.
Right.
So at 24, I lucked out in a way, you know, and in a way, other people would look at it and go, oh, what a horrible thing. You know, I had 4 surgeries and 3 years of rehab afterwards. But really, I look back and I'm thankful for it. The switch has been to not have to crash and burn to have another awakening.
Right.
To just be happy with success coming in and joy and all that stuff and grow that way.
Right.
Instead of, you know, running into a wall before I can go, oh, yeah, maybe I should take a different route.
Right.
So
that goes back to what I said earlier about the 11 life path, that sometimes it's an adversity or one event or one experience that teaches you what your truth is, and then you set about to inspire the world with your truth. And so what you just said just kind of goes in alignment with that.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful. So anyhow, the seven pinnacle for you has been a great journey of inner growth, and a great deal of wisdom has come early on in life. And it's really interesting, too. Seven pinnacles sometimes can bring ill health or can bring giving you times of rest where other people are out busting their butts with careers, but sevens, for whatever reasons, events in their lives, puts them flat on their back or puts them in a position where they don't have to work. Because truly the pinnacle wants you to look inward and to gain insight. So I find that interesting. You're moving into a four pinnacle, and I must say that with your energy, sometimes you can be ungrounded. You know, sometimes being connected to that 11 energy, it's very difficult. It's very high vibration. And you're moving into a four from age 35 to 43, which is going to bring you a great deal of discipline. And, you know, I think you're going to be able to focus your ability and talents, and I think you're going to have to work really, really hard during that time. But what that pinnacle really is, it's going to pay off down the road for you. This is going to be a time in your life where you're going to feel a little bit of frustration. You're going to feel like it's always effort versus reward. And you may feel limitation around you, but it's really important for you to discipline and focus and get the work done and build a foundation for the rest of your life. Because I got to tell you, after the age of 44, you are in the limelight. Major happenings for you with world events, with international, with the world. You have a lot of international stuff written in your chart. You do that? You know that?
I get yes and no. Where are you actually seeing? Because I heard you say something about a nine being international.
Nine energy is always belongs to humanity. People that have nines have an opportunity to travel international. If they don't travel international, quite often in their work, they work in such a place where the people, multicultural people, are in and out of their life or part of where they work.
Yep.
Because you're an international citizen when you have a nine in your chart.
Yep.
And I get the nine from your birthday when you add 1 + 8.
Okay.
Where I'm seeing the fame and fortune for you is after the age of 44, you have 2 11 pinnacles. And the 11 really wants to put you in the limelight. It wants to put you front and center and on stage. And I really could see you as a teacher or getting more spiritual, even more insightful and wanting to share that information. Your last cycle is a 22, and that's another master number. The 11s are master numbers.
Yeah.
And the 22 is in your last cycle, and that's where you give your gift to humanity. And you're going to build something, and it's going to be real and tangible. You're going to bring forth a dream. And I think that even your latter years are going to be very profound, important years. This year for you, I have to say, is should be a year where you may be getting recognition for previous work.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've been working your butt off, and all of a sudden people are noticing, or the money's flowing in, or the important people are noticing. This is a year for you to receive that, some sort of a promotion. You may, towards the end of this year, kind of feel like, is this all there is? Towards the end of the year, you may feel as though you've reached a pinnacle. You may be thinking about making some changes, because as you move into 2009, you're going to be sorting out your life, and there's going to be things that you're going to be letting go of. And you're going to be putting a close to. You're going to be ready to move on to a new opportunity after 2009.
After 2009 or after 2008?
After 2009.
Okay.
Next year you're going to be doing a lot of house cleaning inward and also possibly quite physically. You may want to change locations of where you live. You might want to change what you're doing. You're going to be finishing up things, because you're definitely going to have to finish up any unfinished projects next year. And you've got some brand new opportunities coming 2010, major new things. It might even be a whole new way of life for you. But before you move into that 1 year, you've got to let go and finish up everything in the past 9 years. And that's what you're going to be doing next year. This year is the year that is the pinnacle for recognition of achievement for what you've done in the past 8 years. So money should flow to you. Powerful people should be around you. Opportunity for promotion should be around you this year.
Yeah, and that's all happening right now.
Because it's your year. Yeah. So good for you. I really think a major promotion or major opportunity or recognition, anyhow, in September coming for you.
Yeah, in a few ways. I mean, that's what things are happening so fast every day at this point. It's like,
right.
It's a matter of, well, I guess I've called them in. So staying riding the wave is the best way I can put it.
Right. Well, I can assure you that you contracted for all of your experience up to this point, even that accident, because that gave you the clarity to get you in touch with your authentic self, with your soul.
Yeah.
And it was the catalyst to kind of bring about this awareness for you. You are a messenger of spirit, and you've got some important work to do. So I, for one, send you love, and I congratulate you for the courage of your soul, and I'm, like, really excited for you.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
And
well,
and these numbers, just to let you know, because I have studied numerology for years, too, but gone with the 1 through 9 number system, even the 1 through 12. So it sounds like you, this is even beyond, because you said the 18, talking about, you know, 11 life paths. You know, to me, that was always, you know, you break it down even further to a 2 life path.
Well, certainly you have the qualities of the 2, but you can't discount the fact that you're an 11 life path. So an 11 is a master number, and you have to acknowledge the fact that you're rich with potential in your life, and you also come as a messenger from spirit. There's something that you contracted to do in this lifetime to help humanity. And it's probably through your artwork that you're going to do this, but it's also your message in life. You inspire people. You're here to inspire people. And certainly, you know, the 2 comes in as well, because you can't always run on master vibration. And so people not only vibrate to the 11, but they also vibrate to the 2.
Yeah.
So 2 is the soul of a poet. It certainly has a gift with rhythm and music. It is soft and gentle. It is supportive and friendly. It's very detail-orientated. And I would think that you would do that in your artwork, bring that through.
Yeah.
I can tell you that your challenges in life, this is one thing I want to bring up with you, is your challenges in life, one of your major challenges is you realizing how incredibly talented you are and what a star you are. And maybe you don't see yourself for being as magnetic as you are, as inspirational as you are. You have a gift with art, with words, with, you know, any way that you choose to express yourself, you're immensely gifted. But there's somewhere, somehow, there's an inner child, or there's something that's blocked in you, and that you can't see this in yourself. And so you really gotta believe in yourself and understand that you're an incredible star, a shooting star, really. And I wanted to share that with you, with your challenges as well.
Yeah, well, and it makes sense, because looking back on, well, talk about the inner child, the, you know, my childhood, I remember being held back, constantly held back. Always, you know, you hear about the a little baby elephant tied to a little chain, and by the time the elephant grows up, it's still a tiny chain, but all it's ever known is that chain. So in ways, I've broken away from that.
Sure.
But
and
at
that's
the same
you
time, I don't want to swing to the other side, which to me is complete egomania, because you look at artists in society that make it huge, that, you know, that doesn't really entice me either.
Right. Well,
you know,
I understand.
Unless there's substance to it, I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, that's true, but you also, believing in yourself, you can still remain humble.
Yeah.
And also knowing what your gifts are and what you're capable of doing and setting the bar so that you can achieve, make use of all your abundance of talents and abilities does not necessarily make you an egomaniac. It just means that you realize the potential and you commit to using it and make the best possible use out of it. And you sound like the kind of person that would always remain humble, and no matter what your achievements are. There's not a lot of, from what I can see, of course, I'd have to see some of your other numbers, that they're written more in your name.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I see here, I don't see someone that's overly preoccupied with money as being, you know, a lot of people measure their self-worth by who they know, how important those people are, and how much money they have and what they own. And they have certain numbers in their chart, and I don't see a lot of them here. So, you know, remaining humble, you know, no matter what the circumstances, it really is the life path of the master anyhow. And you are a master in many ways. So that just shows your mastery, frankly.
Yeah, well, and you know, to be honest with you, too, with the money, I went to the extreme with that, because I tend to take things to extremes. And like you said, this connection with spirit, you know, I have that, I don't doubt it. And with that, at times, like, I don't need anything else. And the universe goes, oh, you have everything you want. You're completely fulfilled. Okay. And then when the bills come in and they don't get paid, then, you know, then it's up to me to realize that, okay, here. You know,
right.
This is part of being on Earth, and that's important, too. And that,
right.
That switched recently, too.
Right.
Not like I've been rolling in the dough until now, but I know that's coming.
Right.
Also.
Right. You have to realize that you are, part of this is self-love and knowing that to be provided for, in order for you to do your work and what it is you're here to do, certainly the rent has to be paid and the bills have to be paid. And
yeah.
And certainly to be comfortable in life. I think that the big question is how much is enough? You know, sometimes people, there's never enough. And for other people, it's I have what I need. I am incredibly blessed, you know.
Yeah.
But this three challenge for me is for you is to be joyful, to be optimistic, to create.
Yeah.
And also to realize just how incredibly inspirational you can be. Not only with your artwork, but even in speaking with you. You have a very eloquent way of coming across with your message, and it shows. It shows. And so on some level, you know, someday you may be talking about your work and inspiring people, not only by seeing it, but also through your words. So you might be even gifted as a writer as well.
Yeah.
You might want to think about that.
Yeah, and all these things are making sense, everything you're saying.
Right.
Because I'm curious, you do numbers like my sweetheart, who will be good with managing the money. She's already told me as such.
You're a little bit of a dreamer with that number. It's kind of hard.
little bit is the low end.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of hard to be connected to infinite consciousness. You know, when you try to explain to somebody what a master number is and what this connection is, it's like we are living in a physical plane that can be defined. It can be measured, but what you're connected to, it's infinite. There is no measurement for it. It goes on and on forever. And so therein lies the problem. It is like, it's almost like TMI, too much information, or being connected to something that's so huge. I mean, I myself, when I'm wide open from reading and stuff, sometimes I forget and I don't shut it down.
Yeah.
And then I go around like an airy fairy for an hour before I realize, oh, my God, I'm connected to something that just has got me out there in the ethers.
Mm-hmm.
And you are connected to that 24/7.
Yeah.
So, you know, me, I can turn it on and turn it off, but you got... But there's a reason for that.
There is. And I've learned, too, that, you know, it doesn't matter how many wonderful things I see and experience and the absolute wonder at all times. And at the same time, to be able to communicate that to somebody and be compassionate and gentle, because I've been through periods when my consciousness is shot somewhere and in a way I've freaked out, in a way I've, you know, learned new reference points and at the same token, you know, come back to myself, so to speak.
Right.
So I know that it can be shocking when your whole view of everything changes in an instant. That
mm-hmm.
that can be shocking.
Right.
And it's happened to me so many times. I'm used to it and I actually crave it. but I also can recognize in people when it's about to happen, or if they're telling me it just happened, because so many fears and so many all these other things can come up, and I can see that in people. And there's
right.
there's a place to nurture somebody when that's going on. If it's really taking them out of everything they've ever known.
Right. Well, you've definitely got some serious ability to connect to other people's energy. And not only connect to it, but to feel their energy and to dwell in it and to become it. And to, you know, so you got to be a little careful with your energy as far as being an empath and picking it up and carrying it around as your own, because it isn't yours. You just picked it up from somebody else. So.
Oh, yeah, and that's why I meditate every day.
Yeah,
sometimes
and clear
for
it,
hours,
spirit.
Because I know when the energy is not mine.
Yeah.
And that's taken a lot of years to realize.
Yeah. You know. I forget sometimes. And I think my husband's favorite reminder is, you know, we all shop at Walmart. Everybody does. And I'm going to pick the grouchiest cashier. Or maybe they just all are grouchy. I don't know. And I'm not trying to offend any Walmart cashiers out there, but I always pick the grouchiest one. Maybe she didn't get her break, you know, or maybe she got called in, or maybe she wants to go home. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm in a great mood. I'm having fun, and I'm checking out, and I go through the line, and she doesn't say hi, and she doesn't smile back at me, and, you know, it's a total waste of my smile. And by the time I turn that cart to head out the door, my whole mood has shifted. And all of a sudden, my husband, I start yakking at him or nagging at him or something when she comes out of me, and he's like, oh, for God's sake, Allison, you did it again, you know, because I inevitably picked up her energy, and my positive, cheerful self just went to, you know, down the tubes, and all of a sudden I'm feeling very grouchy and persnickety. And he reminds me, because he sees it so clearly when I do it. So, but this is something that you pick up as well, when somebody is as sensitive as you are, absolutely.
Yeah, well, when you're at Walmart, and when you give them a smile after they've been on that floor for 6 or 10 or who knows how many hours, never wasted, you know, and it's easy to sit in a room or on a mountaintop and meditate and see the glory of God and the world and everything is beautiful, and then go into Walmart and keep that attitude and keep that light shining.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think that's really, as light workers, our responsibility is we can't change everyone, but we do have a little of a ripple effect that we send out this positive energy, and whether it's a smile or opening a door for someone or kind word or, you know, or just thinking positive thoughts, we send out that ripple, and eventually that ripple is going to enter the bigger pool, and eventually all that positiveness is really going to shift some of the negativeness in the world.
Yeah.
So we just got to keep trying to be positive, I guess.
It enters that moment.
Yeah, yeah.
It enters that moment. It's dwelling in those energies.
Yeah. Well, John, JoJo, I would love to speak to you all night long, but, you know what, I only got a few minutes left on my show. So I really appreciate you calling in. It was a wonderful discussion, and
I
absolutely wish you just abundant blessings with your work.
Well, thank you. And can I ask you one quick question?
Really quick, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my sweetheart, she's a one life path. So does the one life path and 11, since those are all ones, are those all getting along?
Well, with you two, you are more apt to concede or to compromise. Although when your very strong part of you comes out, there can be a clashing. When you're in your oneness and she's in hers, sometimes it can be a banging of heads. Because there's, you know, it's like having two bosses in the kitchen.
Yep.
And neither one of you, you're more apt to listen and to be supportive and to maybe concede. And you've got to be a little careful about standing in your power. You've got to hold your power. But you're more apt to be the one to concede or to compromise. And, you know, that's... And also, I really almost have to kind of look at all the energy between you two.
Okay.
Because there's other stuff in play. There's other stuff in play. And as long as you're aware of the fact that probably neither one of you is going to listen to the other, you know, or she's, your opinions probably are lost on her when she's made up her mind about something. As long as you realize that about a one life path, life can be hunky-dory, because if you don't expect them to listen to you, really, there's no letdown. So once you understand that, you know, let them go their merry way and know that, you know, why waste your time and aggravate yourself? If they make up their minds, just leave them be. So that's the beauty of numerology.
We actually get along really, really well.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys do.
And
because you've got
so
a beautiful,
driven, you know?
You've got some beautiful energy. So.
Yeah.
So good luck with her.
Thank you. And
all
I'll email you.
Okay, do that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was very cool. And that was a great discussion. And I also think, you know, for those of you that study numerology, you know, we all do readings for 11s quite often. And I really think that JoJo was a beautiful reflection of that 11 energy. And it was a pleasure talking to him. And guess what? An hour's gone. And I have to go again. Wow. So I want to remind you, Chip Coffey is on next week. He is the host of Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal. And also, he does guest appearances on Paranormal State. Both programs are currently being run on A&E, and so you should check them out. And he'll be on the show next week. And if you have a psychic kid and you've got some questions, Chip would be really a wonderful person to ask to give you some advice on your children. So, and I'm very excited to bring his wisdom to BBS, and I'm very excited to interview him. So make sure you stay tuned for next week. And I want to remind you that I do have the Visible by Numbers newsletter. You can sign up for it absolutely free. It gives you your monthly forecast, a lot of great information, cool websites, information on books and guests. So email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. And finally, go to the new website, gethisnumber.com. You're going to love it. And if you loved it, email me and let me know, because I really would love to hear your input. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, JoJo, for calling in. Enjoy the conversation. Y'all have a great night, and I wish you peace, love, and abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.